This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi Hello. Has reached Anuradhapura in the last leg of his state visit of Sri Lanka. He prayed at the Jaya Sri Mahabodhi Temple and sought blessings. Prime Minister Modi and Sri Lanka President Anuradhakumardasanaike will jointly inaugurate the Maho-Omanthai railway line in Anuradhapura that was developed under Indian assistance. The two leaders will also launch signalling system project that on Maho-Anuradhapura section a short while from now. Now we go over live to our correspondent Alok Ranjan Rai from Anuradhapura on Prime Minister's visit to Sri Lanka. Alok, can you give us a sense of the atmosphere there in Anuradhapura and tell us what this visit means for the relationship between India and Sri Lanka?
Shagun, I'm at the Anuradhapura railway station and PM is about to arrive and a large crowd has gathered here to welcome the Prime Minister. They are eager to see PM Modi. It looks like some cultural performances are also there. And there will be unveiling of plaque at platform, after which there will be inauguration of Maho-Omanthai railway line, where the PM will flag off the train that is stationed at the station right now. Also, there will be foundation stone laying for advanced signaling system at the Maho-Anuradhapura section. Regarding the significance of the visit, I will like to stress upon a few points. First would be the friendship between the two countries. As you saw yesterday, Prime Minister Modi was awarded with Sri Lanka Mitra Vibhushan, and he became the first Indian to receive it. So it shows how much importance and how close a friend Sri Lanka considers India to be. Also, there is an area of spiritual connection where we just saw Prime Minister visiting the Jai Sri Mahabodhi Temple. Then there were announcements of development of Sita Temple at Nuwara Eliya. There is also a plan of development of sacred city complex project in Anuradhapura and exposition of Lord Buddha relics from Gujarat to Sri Lanka. The next important area would be connectivity. Where we see in case of physical connectivity, this railway project, as I told you, is one. Then in the realm of digital connectivity, India will help Sri Lanka in the unique digital identity project.
Right. Many thanks.
In the area of energy connectivity, Sampur, Dambulla, Trincomalee are there. Then defense cooperation in Indian Ocean region. Economic assistance of 2.4 billion rupees, which is a multi-sectoral grant assistance, and also some crucial issues like fishermen issues All were right. discussed, and a humanitarian approach would be adopted in them.
Right. Many thanks, Alok, for that update. The projects provide safe and seamless connectivity within Sri Lanka from northern part of the island to capital Colombo. Prime Minister will also inaugurate the new Pamban rail bridge in Tamil Nadu today, connecting Rameswaram to the mainland on the auspicious occasion of Ram Navami. The rail bridge, which is an architectural marvel, will be the country's first vertical lift sea bridge extending to 2 kilometres. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia from tomorrow until the 10th of this month. She will depart today and will reach Portugal later tonight. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with a counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervour and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Ram, the 7th incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In boxing, India's Hitesh Gulia bagged the men's 70kg gold at the World Boxing Cup 2025 in Foz do Iguaçu, Brazil this morning. Fighting in the red corner, the Indian pugilist defeated Odell Kamara of England in the final. In the IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 50 runs at the Maharaja Yadavinder Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.